Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
What's trending? Johnny Resnick hospitalized. Johnny from the Goo Goo Dolls. We talked to him just a couple weeks ago. Had the news late yesterday morning when he posted from a hospital bed. Turns out hospitalized with pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
They are overseas, and they were set to do a bunch of concerts in South Africa. So Johnny with a rock and roll hat on, not looking like he's at the Continental here, looking like he's on the third floor, wearing a blue medical gown. And hit nice black Herschel hat. He apologized to fans for having to postpone the shows. And it's a video captured. Looks like he's in a hospital bed getting treatment. The band was scheduled to perform in South Africa this week. They had three shows, I think including Cape Town. And meanwhile, the president of the United States is in Africa as well. So I don't think they were touring together. But speedy recovery to Johnny from the Goo Goo Dolls. Hospitalized, appears to be pneumonia, and doctor's orders, bed rest, and they had to postpone those dates. Cape Town, Pretoria, some of the big cities that they were stopping on. That's a big tour to do overseas for the Goo Goo Dolls. So speedy recovery for Johnny. Former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield Jr. has officially thrown his name into the race for the mayor of Buffalo. So at the announcement speech, he said he made it clear he never had an idea to run for mayor, but it was the inspiration of his passing of his mother. She was taken from him during the Tops shooting in May of 2022. At that point, he knew that Buffalo needed to change, and that was the inspiration for this. Whitfield explains he isn't going to be looking forward to an easy campaign. He believes with the support of the community, anything is possible. Big announcement for who will be the next mayor. A Buffalo.
Wow.
The Houston Texans linebacker, Azeez Al-Shaair, has been suspended without pay for three games following Sunday's late hit on the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, from the Jags. So the NFL VP, John Runyan, announcing the penalty Tuesday, saying Al-Shaair had time and space to avoid such a contact. Many people argued he didn't. They said he was well into the kind of you're in the air headed for the guy
right,
before
exactly.
He was slid or whatever. They literally moments or fractions of a second. Anyhow, he said the lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game is troubling. Runyon also noting that the linebacker fined for his late hit last week has a history of personal fouls and sportsmanship-related rules violations. This isn't the first time he's done it. Many call him one of the dirtiest players in the league. In Monday's statement, Al-Shahir apologized for that hit. Delta Airlines attendant sidelined after failing a breathalyzer test. Attendants were pulled from a flight to New York City after failing a rando breathalyzer test. Two were over the legal limit. Breathalyzer tests were given to 445 airline employees that were set to take off in Amsterdam. You know, cross-Atlantic flights. One of the attendants blew 7 times the legal limit for flight crews.
How
that
is
seems
that
a lot.
7 times?
I don't know.
How is that like even possible?
They do have a low threshold, and they were 7 times over that. So, yeah, that's got to be not a fun day for flight attendants when they're overseas. Sabrina Carpenter and her boyfriend have broken up after 1 year of dating. Sources say they're both young, career-focused. They've decided to take a break at this time. And finally, this morning, the Mr. Beast challenge that involved Tom Brady and a high school quarterback. So here's Tom Brady. He's won the Super Bowl like 7 times. He's playing against Jake Bolanovich from Cypress Bay High School in Florida. They set up in Mr. Beast style. It's a beautiful setup. It's a video series. And Brayton Bolanovich were tasked with popping 4 balloons on a field. And the balloons are set up on kind of pedestals down the field. They're lit up so that when the football hits it, it's going to pop.
Oh, that's cool.
And the furthest balloon is a 50-yard throw to pop, which makes it kind of fair. Brady's balloons were smaller than Bolanovich to make it a little bit more fair. The kid beat Tom Brady. It was on a bounce, so the ball didn't quite make it the 50 yards, but it bounced, came back up, popped the balloon. Brady lost $100,000 in the challenge.
That
is the prize for a high schooler from Florida.
Aww.
Beating Tom Brady. It was
amazing.
Awesome. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:27. News this morning is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.